We are going to talk about not about John the Baptist's life. Something he said. John 3 verse 30. I don't know if you have your Bible with me, but it's better for me if you would read it with me in the same way you did the last time I was with you. I hope everyone has his Bible with him. We come to the church, we should have Bible. Right? Anyone on the earth, everyone on the earth, when they want to go to do something, if they want to build a house, they bring all the tools they need. If someone want to do market, it's not the same way like in Haiti. In Haiti, where someone wants to sell something, he wants to go to the market, he has to bring things that he can carry to the market. It is something special to the market. When people come to the church, I think they need to bring the Bible, right? Because we need Bible in the church. When someone is reading, we need to read by ourselves too, because it's very important. We need Bible. Each one of us should have his Bible with him and read it. John 3, verse 30. Could you read with me, please? John 3, verse 30. Would you mind to read with me, please? Okay. Okay. You can start. It is a very short sentence, but that could mean many, 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 many things in our life. He must increase, but I must decrease. I believe and I trust the Spirit of God to lead you, to help you to understand, even beyond what I cannot say. The Spirit of God could help you to understand more. God has something in mind. We need to be clear. We need to know that. The reason I'm very thankful to God for my Bible, one of the reasons is just because if God didn't talk to us, didn't give the Bible, how would we know what he wants? I told you that before. If you come to my house and I don't talk to you, and you come to help me, you come to work for me, if I don't talk to you, how would you know what I want to do? I need to talk to you. I need to explain what I have to do. Then you can help me. If God didn't give us the Bible, how would we know his will? I'm very happy God gave me a Bible. Then I know how to serve him, how to follow him, how I can trust him, how he forgives me. In the Bible, we can know how the earth and the heaven, the creation were, how God made them. I don't know, but all of us should thank God for the Bible. It is God's word. This is what I believe. The Bible is God's word. I trust it. I believe it. It is the bread of life. We know what God did in the past. We know what he is doing in the present time. And we know too how the future will be. How could we talk about the heaven if we don't have the Bible? God has something in mind. He created everything to glorify him. For his glory. We were made to glorify God, not ourselves. God. Let's think about that. Let's take a time to think. If we live for ourselves, or if we live for God. If we live to please God, or if we live to please ourselves. It's very easy to live to please ourselves. It's very, very easy. We have an enemy, Satan. From the beginning, he worked to put us in the planet of God. He keeps doing the same thing even today. He will never stop because it is his plan. Even now, he can work to keep people's mind, to push people's mind out. Then you cannot hear. You are thinking about something else, not the Bible. Some people could sit in the church and never hear what God tells them because their minds are so busy with things outside. Satan works, is working in a way to, if you fight to come here, you need to fight more to stay here in spirit to hear God's word. Not in your body here, but your mind is flying somewhere. No, fight against Satan. Satan doesn't want that. We serve the Lord with all our hearts. He doesn't want that. He's against that. He works against that. He doesn't want us to have a godly family. No. To be godly. No. He is against that. I hope you understand. John the Baptist said something very important to me. I hope it could be very important for you too. God has a plan in mind. He made everything for his glory, to glorify him. We were made to glorify God. When God made the creation, he made everything perfect. Perfect. Adam and Eve were perfect. Everything were perfect. Animals, the nature, perfect. When we see the creation, everything God created, we can see everything should be, everything should glorify God. Romans 1, verse 20, it says that. And we are a part of his creation. When sin came between man and God, everything fell. No perfection. Man fell. The nature, you know, everything. We had an enemy who came to keep us as slaves. Satan came and destroyed everything, our relationship with God. Peace, love, everything changed because of sin. You know what God did? It is a wonderful verse. We have to remember in the same way John the Baptist knew that in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 26 to 29, God took time to check, to get people who were nothing. If we are something important, if we are someone important, God cannot receive glory. But if we think we are nothing, God can use us. This is what I see in John the Baptist. He wanted to show Jesus Christ life, not himself. This is a mission too. We were called by God to show Jesus, not ourselves. We need to know that. We are nothing. We are not important. Just check 1 Corinthians 2, verse 26 to 29. I'm not talking about something you don't know. And I'm not coming to preach you. No. I'm coming just to talk, to think with you what God's word said to us. Could you read with me, please? 1 Corinthians 2, verse 26 to 29. Sorry, 1 Corinthians 1, I think. Yes. Is this 2? I'm sorry. It is. Sorry. 1. Sorry. 1. Verse 26 to 29.
Many wise men after the
You know, the way people see things, God doesn't see things the same way. People can say, this is an important man. For God, no. People who the world consider as a wise man, for God, they are foolish men. People in the world consider as something important, someone important. For God, it's nothing. You know, in the world, there are so many people, they think they are so important. They think about themselves. I'm so important.
Because of my position, what I have, I'm important. For God, no. Anything on the earth can make people important in God's eyes. If we are called by God, in those verses we just read, if we are called by God, that means something, we were nothing. Because God cannot use someone who thinks he's important. He cannot use it. According to us, as men, if we would go to choose something, we would choose the best. If we want to put our children in a school, we would choose the best. Right? If we would want to have a car or house or something, we would choose the best. Even in some minds, some men think they would want the best wives. Some ladies, they think, we would want the best husband. I can't even say the perfect one. I want a perfect wife. I want a perfect husband. This is what I want. I want perfect children. I want the best car, the best house. But for God, He chose the ugly one. I can say the vile. We are so different from God. The way we see our view is so different from God's view. The way we see life, it is different from the way God sees life. The way we see riches, God, it is different from the way God sees riches. Being rich for God is not having everything on the earth. Being rich for God is having Jesus. How to love. How to forgive someone who hurts us. Being very, very patient. Being rich before the Lord. You know, the way we see things on the earth, the way we think, always is so different. It's so different from the way of God. We need to know that. That's why we need to submit to God. then God can lead us to the right path. Men want the best, and God chooses the vile, the nothing, something we can pull out, someone we don't care about, someone who didn't take time to talk to him. God wants him. This is where we come from nothing. We were chosen by God. Why? Because he wants to make the enemy confused. His plan is to show, to put confusion in the enemy. People who think they are so important on the earth, when they see how God uses us, do you remember about Peter? Peter, fisherman. And God used him in a mighty way. In a mighty way. In the front of people. And many people in that time from many countries, they came and say to Peter, what should we do? It's not Peter, it is God. It was God. If we let God use us, he can accomplish many, many things and wonderful things in our lives. He must increase. I must decrease. Sometimes we want to show ourselves. We want people to talk about us. How powerful we are as parents. How powerful we are as leaders. How powerful we are in the society. How powerful, how wonderful we are. We want people to praise us. But something important we need to remember, like John the Baptist, I must decrease. He must increase. Then people can see Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my life. I'm not coming to show myself. I'm coming to show who is Jesus. For the parents, you are called to show the children who Jesus is, not who you are. As leaders, we are called to show people everywhere who Jesus is. Not us at school. Not us when we preach. Not us. We don't have time to talk about ourselves, except if we want to give testimonies about what Jesus does in our lives. Please, brothers and sisters, our mission is to show who God is, who Jesus is, not who we are. We can give a wonderful speech to people if we don't talk to them about Jesus, our speech. Nothing. It is empty. And God can take it and put it in the trash. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to tell you that, brothers. I'm sorry. But it is a mission. To show the light. There are so many people in the darkness in the world. So many people can print it treated. They serve Jesus. They love Jesus. But they don't know how to live for Jesus. They need examples. Why does God send people to the school, to the market, to work, everywhere in the world? God has people everywhere. Why? He wants to show people how they can come to him, who he is. They can see the light. This is our job. This is the best job we never have. Talk about Jesus. Jesus, you know, sometimes I'm thinking, God can use the angels. Angels to talk to people. Why God wants to use us? The angels are more powerful than we are. We are not powerful. We are nothing. If we would need to think how we are not powerful when death comes, when sickness comes, who could resist against death? Who could resist against sickness? We are not powerful. We are nothing. You know what I love? I love the way God is. He doesn't make difference between people, between colors. No. Men can make that. It is their job. But you stop thinking about that. God doesn't make any difference between languages, between colors, between countries. No. It doesn't make any difference. He gives everyone Bible, same word, same spirit, same Jesus, same blood, same cross, same Bible, same heaven. Even we are everywhere in the world, same heaven, same hope. I don't want to waste my time when I say, I want to follow Jesus. I want to follow him. I want to be real in my life. Some people, they say, I want to follow Jesus. I love Jesus, but they are empty. Empty. When they talk, empty speech. At home, they are empty. Even they sing, even they talk, they are empty life. They have empty life. Why? Their lives are empty because they don't live for God. If we don't live for God, if we don't want to please God, our life on the earth is empty. If someone dies, if he doesn't accept Jesus, he dies, his life is empty. Dear brother, we know we have an enemy. I'm very happy all of us can understand. We were not called by God because we were someone important. Because we did something that could please God. We were not called by God because of our knowledge. We were not called by God. I love the way God is. I love the way he is. Only God can be like this. In John 3:15, it says, there is a word. I like that. anyone. I like that. This is where I got my chance. Anyone could come to God. Anyone could come to Jesus. Anyone. Because we were nothing. God opened the door to everyone. Everyone who comes. Grace. You know, glory to God. Grace to us. You know, God calls us to give him glory, but he does something for us. Thank you. He does something for us. He gives us grace. Even we cannot, he gives us grace. Even we cannot live for him, he gives us grace. He makes it possible. You don't like that? I like that. I cannot praise God. God puts his spirit in us. He makes it possible. Even we cannot pray. Even we cannot worship him. He puts his spirit in us. He gives us grace. He makes it possible. I like it. Even we cannot, we are not the source of the light. Jesus is the source. He uses us like a pipe. Can I say pipe? Yes. Thank you for the word. Yes. He used us as pipe to put the wire, and then he can put the something to show people the light. It's not the pipe that is important. It is the source. We are nothing without pipe. God, people can have light without pipe, but not without source. We are like the donkey. I'm sorry, you are not donkeys. You don't look like donkeys, no. I'm sorry. But I should use donkeys to explain. You are not donkeys. Don't be afraid, you are not donkeys. But when Jesus wanted to come into Jerusalem, people put wonderful things for the donkeys to walk on them. The donkey should know it's not for me. Right? Because very soon they will put you in the garden again. You will eat grass very soon. People will take ride on your back very soon. Just be content with Jesus on your back. All the glory to Jesus, not to us, not to the donkey. You are all donkeys here. I'm sorry, it is. We are all donkeys here. Everything we do for Jesus, everything we can do, it is just Jesus through us who do it. Something I would love you to read with me. It is important for that, to read it. James 4. It is important, but when you read it, be careful. I want to be very careful in my life. I made too much mistakes. I learn from life. I learn from experiences. James 4. Verse 6. Don't forget that. What I need is God resists to the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Oh, I would love you could take time to think. Am I against God? Do my works against God? God, okay, would you read with me, please?
But he giveth more grace. Therefore he says, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble.
We can choose who we want to be, proud or humble. It is a choice. Someone could choose to be proud. Another one could choose to be humble. Maybe the wife could choose to be proud. And the husband could choose to be humble. Or the man could choose to be proud, and the wife could choose to be humble. It is personal choice. In my heart, in my whole life, this is what I choose, to be humble, because I need grace. I don't want to be against God. I don't want to be in opposition. Okay, let's think about something. What do you think if God would be against someone? What would be if God would say, I'm against this person. I'm against his prayer. I'm against his work. I'm against his family. I'm against him. If someone pray and God doesn't answer, how would that be? I don't want to be in opposition. I want to be on God's side. I hope you choose to be in God's side. We must decrease. He must increase. When God is increasing, when Jesus Christ's life is increasing in our lives, our personal life is decreasing. When we stop living for the flesh, when we stop loving ourselves, when we stop pleasing ourselves, when we start pleasing God, this is how Jesus Christ's life could grow in our lives. And God wants that. This is God's will for us. God's desire is not to be against us. God's desire is to give us grace. But we should choose to be humble. We should choose to submit to God. I'm not saying that because I know something about you. No. It is just because I see it is nice. I see how blessed was John the Baptist. How blessed was Apostle Paul when he said in Galatians 2, verse 13, 20, he said, if I live, it's not me, it is Jesus. For John the Baptist, it was not just a moment. He said, I must decrease, he must increase. It was not just a moment. It is his whole life. Some people could choose to praise God just a moment, but not for life. John the Baptist, if you remember very well in Luke 1, when his aunt, Mary, when she went to visit Elizabeth, John the Baptist was so happy because of Jesus' presence in the house. He was so happy. And again, when the time came for Jesus to get baptized, Jesus came to be baptized by John the Baptist. When John the Baptist saw him, he said, no, before that, when John the Baptist was talking to people, they thought he was the Christ. He was the Messiah. When people talked to him and wanted to know who he was, he said, I'm not the Messiah. It's time for us to disappear and let God appear. He said, I'm not the Christ. The one who will come after me is more than I am. He sent me before him to prepare his way. But he is coming. It seems like the way John the Baptist talk, the best work will do after his work. When John the Baptist saw Jesus came to get baptized, he told him, I should get baptized by you, and you come to me. And Jesus says, let it happen now. You know, it's time for us to bow down before Jesus. Don't consider ourselves. Let Jesus work. Let people see Jesus in our lives. In our prayer, at home, in our work, everywhere we go, show Jesus. This is what people need. This is what God wants. This is our mission. This is the best job we have. Everything we do, Jesus. John the Baptist had a life. Not for a moment he wanted to show Jesus. It was his whole life. We were called to show Jesus for life, not for a moment. I must decrease. He must increase in my life. You know, when we don't choose to be humble, God has a way to make us humble. He could use sickness, suffering, if we satisfy with ourselves, God will work through our lives to make us humble. He could use suffering. We should be small in our own eyes. God could use suffering. He could use many, many things to put down the flesh. But you know, the flesh is not useful in God's kingdom. Only the Spirit of God could do something important for the eternal life. May God bless you. May God help you. May God help me. May God help us to follow God and show Jesus Christ's life, not ourselves. God bless you.